Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Israel is waking up to a clear, pleasant morning. Sunny skies stretch over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for those heading out early. In Haifa, expect a mild breeze with temperatures comfortably rising as the day progresses. Eilut is warm and sunny, inviting for a day at the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, the United States has attacked Iran for the fifth consecutive night. According to Ynet, earlier today, President Trump is considering expanding operations but hesitates to deploy ground troops. Also, Iran reportedly struck U.S. assets at air bases in Kuwait and Jordan. The Jerusalem Post notes that the IRGC claims to have targeted American soldiers and communication systems in the past hour. Also this hour, Israel's latest strikes in Gaza have reportedly killed 12 people, including Hamas police officers. Local media, cited by Times of Israel, mentioned a family was caught in the attack earlier today. Separately, over 10 Zero House Democrats backed a failed attempt to cut military aid to Israel. JTA reports this reflects changing attitudes within the Democratic Party toward the U.S.-Israel relationship. And finally, a Sacramento City Council member who has accused Israel of genocide is leading the California Democratic primary for Congress. JNS shared this development from earlier today. Now, Broke Time is using 10 PMs from social media. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago that the IDF has eliminated two Hamas Nukba commanders in northern Gaza in an overnight airstrike. They were reportedly posing an immediate threat to Israeli forces. Ahmed Fuad al-Khatib wrote recently that documents from the late Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar show he anticipated a severe Israeli counteroffensive, even speculating on nuclear retaliation. Iris shared on X minutes ago that every time J.D. Vance discusses Israel, he seems to reveal more hostility towards the nation, a sentiment highlighted during a recent Joe Rogan interview. Let's go deeper into today's stories, starting with the U.S. military actions. According to Ynet, the United States continues its operations against Iran to reduce threats in the Strait of Hormuz. Despite ongoing airstrikes, President Trump remains cautious about deploying ground troops. This reflects the complexity and risks involved in further escalation. Turning to the situation in Kuwait and Jordan, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran has targeted U.S. military assets in these countries, aiming at soldiers and communication systems. This escalation follows U.S. strikes, indicating potential broadening of the conflict. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights that Israel's latest operation in Gaza led to the death of 12 individuals, including key Hamas figures. This strike occurred amidst ongoing tensions and raises concerns about civilian safety and regional stability. In U.S. politics, JTA reveals that more than 10 Zero House Democrats supported a bid to cut military aid to Israel, although it ultimately failed. This suggests shifting attitudes within the party and could impact future U.S.-Israel relations. Finally, in the political landscape of California, JNS reports that a council member with controversial views on Israel leads in the Democratic primary. This reflects a trend of progressive influence in U.S. politics, which could affect Israel-related policies. Turning to business and markets. First, IBM's recent warning has sparked a sell-off in software stocks as AI spending is pushing budgets towards servers, chips, and data centers. This has raised concerns about the future impact of AI investments, CTech reported. Separately, Ynet Business informs us that Israeli shoppers buying from AliExpress will now pay VAT upfront for orders over $75. This new measure aims to reduce customs delays and promises more convenient pickup options. And finally, according to Globes, there are moves to appoint Avner Flor, a close associate of Minister Miri Regev, as the new Israel Railways chair. This potential appointment raises questions about political influence in public sector roles. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.